Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Grant Newsham. His book is When China Attacks, A Warning to America. It begins in the late 20th century, but here we are in the second decade and third decade of the 21st century. Xi Jinping, a man who is poorly educated, has nightmares about the Red Guards, was alienated from his family, came to America now and again, showed himself to be someone who was regarding the U.S. as a friend right before his ascension. I believe there was a trip across America in which he got very good press. However, that was then. This is now. And Xi is not the author, but he's the practitioner of psychological warfare. He's very good at it. So are his lieutenants. What is it that psychological warfare has done to the United States? What is Mao marketing, Grant?
Well, first for psychological warfare, and this is really a key part of all military operations, is to get the other side to do what you want him to do. And ultimately, that's what, you know, what war is about, is forcing an enemy to do something, to think a certain way. And the Chinese have been very effective at this, getting the Americans for decades to think that they had to cooperate with the PRC. We have to engage with them, help the Chinese understand the rules-based order. And the idea being that we're the ones who have the problem. We're just not helping the Chinese understand it well enough. Militarily, you got the U.S. military, the Pentagon as well, for decades to think that China posed no military threat. It either didn't have the hardware, the know-how, or it just didn't want to. China had no objectives beyond the Chinese sort of immediate boundaries. And you got people to think this, and this was the dogma. And anyone who challenged it got attacked, and, you know, at best attacked and humiliated, lost their jobs, pretty much, you know, guaranteed they'd never get promoted. This is ultimately shaping the way your enemy thinks. And our business class really fell for this. Everybody, it seems, on Wall Street and in the sort of U.S. Chamber of Commerce thought, well, you have to be in the China market. And that, once again, was a mantra. And nobody actually stopped to think about what the China market was actually like. But psychologically, you got Americans to think a certain way that actually happened to further Chinese interests. And that worked very well. Now, Mao marketing is a sort of an expression coined by a friend of mine who's done business in China for pretty much from the beginning. And what you do is, and what it does is, it's mirroring Chinese guerrilla strategy, where, remember how Mao Zedong's, his idea was, you know, dominate the countryside and then surround the cities. And it's a gradual process, and it starts with these almost innocuous things, activities. But over time, you get the target is in a position where they are helpless, vulnerable, and really can't move. And the same with business. You look how Chinese business started off, or PRC business started off. It was just small stuff. It was things that didn't really matter. You know, they were manufacturing the umbrellas you'd put into a cocktail drink. And nobody thought much about it. But also, you look at where the Chinese have gotten involved geographically. So in terms of actually what the Chinese actually do manufacture, they pretty much manufacture everything. And as I said, they've gotten the Americans, the West, dependent on them, to the point they pretty much dominate and have surrounded the U.S. market, U.S. industry, and actually destroyed a lot of it because it can't compete. But the geographic part of it, there used to be something called a Yankee trader, which was Americans. You'd find them in all parts of the world selling stuff. They're extinct these days, but the Chinese are everywhere. Africa, Latin America, Middle East, Southeast Asia, the Pacific Islands, the Chinese businessmen, from small to large, and they're everywhere. And they have, once again, seizing the countryside to dominate the cities. And if you think of the United States as the city, America is very much getting surrounded by Chinese economic attacks.
Yes, yeah, psychological warfare works so that you will all recognize these phrases. Peaceful rise, yes? And win-win, yes? That's psychological warfare. That's what Xi Jinping has practiced for the more than 10 years now that he's been the big boss. Important to mention, it's not meant to be in your face, but Grant has a couple of insights that are wonderful. One is the Chinese telegraph their punches. How so, Grant?
They always tell you what they're going to do. When they say they're going to teach somebody a lesson, well, at some point, stand by. When they make a threat, it may not happen tomorrow, but it will happen. When they say they are going to develop a military that can protect China's overseas interests, well, you'd better take them seriously. Everybody laughed when the Chinese said laughed at the idea that the Chinese would set up a military base overseas, because people said, well, they don't want to. Well, they'd actually said they were going to do it. And then it took some time, but now they have a military base in Djibouti. You're going to see this played out in many other places over the years. And James Lilly, that wonderful fellow who's no longer with us, he always used to say the Chinese always telegraph their punches. And first they try to bribe you, then they try to scare you, and after that they're stumped. We seem to forget the part about putting them into the position where they're stumped.
I like the vivid image you have of how the Mongols fought. They would slaughter many people and throw them over the walls. And you had a choice. You want to be a corpse like that, or you want to surrender? That is a Chinese model from the old days.
Yeah, these days, of course, all you have to do is offer special treatment to sort of a U.S. company. And that works just as well as throwing somebody, a dead body, over the wall. But it still works pretty well. You notice Xi Jinping got two standing ovations in November last year when he visited San Francisco, standing ovations by the really U.S. business elite who had paid well to have dinner with him.
Right.
So it was a ways to go.
When China Attacks is the book, A Warning to America, Colonel Grant Newsham, United States Marine Corps, retired as the author. When we come back, we're going to the geography of the Oceania, of the Indo-Pacific, and talk exactly what the attack looks like. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out washablesofas.com and get up to 60% off your Annabe sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.